From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 9th day of July, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. It's another day and another hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service in Albany. This hazardous weather outlook is for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There is a chance of mainly afternoon non-severe thunderstorms today. Any thunderstorms that do form will move from west to east at around 15 miles an hour. There is also a chance of thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some of the thunderstorms on Wednesday could produce damaging wind gusts to 60 miles an hour and hail 1 inch in diameter or greater, as well as heavy rainfall. The National Weather Service's forecast for today is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. On Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 69. We'll go over the rest of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the attorneys for TCI and Ghent have negotiated a truce. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that attorneys for the town of Ghent and the transformer dismantling and transporting company TCI New York agreed on Monday that the company will waive its conflict of interest claim against the Ghent Planning Board's environmental attorney. The company and the town also suspended all litigation for 6 months. If, at the end of 6 months, TCI withdraws its application to rebuild, the town and TCI will exchange releases of any and all claims against each other. Ghent Town Attorney Ted Gutterman said in a press conference following Monday's court hearing, and I quote, "The matter will be done," unquote. TCI has also agreed to pay the town $12,500 in outstanding fees stemming from the town's review of TCI's application and up to $2,500 in potential fees. The company is suspending its application for a building permit during the six-month period. TCI's 30,000-square-foot plant on Falls Industrial Road was destroyed by fire on August the 1st. The company is temporarily operating out of Coymans and seeking site plan approval there. It is also in discussion with three other locations, including Ghent. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. In Copake, the GOP caucus has endorsed their candidates. The Register Star is reporting that the Copake Republican Caucus has endorsed a slate of candidates for the November general election. That includes a former superintendent of schools. David Paciencia, superintendent of Taconic Hills Central School District from 2001 to 2007, was the caucus choice for town board. Paciencia said, and I quote, "I have no political bucket list. I simply want to give something back to the community," end quote. The caucus also endorsed Glenn Skirmahorn for town justice and incumbent town board member Gene Metier. In a joint statement, the Copake Republican Committee and the Copake Republican Club said the candidates, with their experience and credentials, are the best choice for a better Copake. You can find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, the work on the Water Street gas line is set to begin tomorrow. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation will begin work on Water Street in Catskill tomorrow to improve its natural gas service to the village. The construction will stretch from the Black Bridge to the staircase entrance of the Greene County Office Building parking lot. The work is expected to take about 3 weeks. The project is intended to increase reliability for customers on the east side of the creek. The street will remain open, but will be restricted to one lane during the construction period. That full story you will find in the Daily Mail. It bears repeating that the hazardous weather outlook remains in effect for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for today. There is a chance of afternoon non-severe thunderstorms. Any thunderstorm that does form will move from west to east at around 15 miles an hour. Today we are expecting a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 69. In the forecast for the next 3 days, Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after noon. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Wednesday night, small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. On Thursday, a Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 62 degrees. And on Friday, partly sunny, with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. The sun rose today at 5:28 a.m. and will set at 8:33 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 4 minutes. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 9th day of July, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.